ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवतोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 36. Kim etad adbhutam eva vasudeve kilatmani Brajasya Satmanas Tokeshu Apurvam Prema Vardate Kimetad Adbhutam Eva Vasudeve Kilatmani Brajasya Satmanas Tokeshu Apurvam prema vardhate Kim etad adbhutam eva Vasudeve kilatmani Brajasya satmanastokeshu Apurvam prema vardhate Kim, what? Etat, this. Adbhutam, wonderful. Eva, just as. Vasudeve, and Vasudeva, Lord Sri Krishna. Akhila Atmani, the supersoul of all living entities. Vrajasya, of all the inhabitants of Vraj. Satmana, along with me. Tokeshu, in these boys. Apurvam, unprecedented. Prema, affection. Vardhate, is increasing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braj, including me, towards these boys and calves is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the Supersoul of all living entities. Responsively, what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braj, including me, toward these boys and calves, is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the Supersoul of all living entities. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This increase of affection was not maya, rather because Krishna had expanded himself as everything, and because the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna, the cows, because affection for Krishna had more affection for the older calves than for the new calves, and the men increased in their affection for their sons. Balaram was astonished to see all the residents of Vrindavan so affectionate toward their own children, exactly as they had been for Krishna. Similarly, the cows had grown affectionate toward their calves as much as toward Krishna. Balaram was surprised to see the acts of Yoga Maya. Therefore, he inquired from Krishna, "What is happening here? What is this mystery?" Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Translation: what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braj, including me, toward these boys and calves is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. So here Balaram, he's asking, what is happening here? What is this mystery? This unusual affection we've been hearing last few classes, how Brahma tried to play a trick on Krishna, although he was playing with fire, but just seeing Krishna exhibiting his pastimes as a little cowherd boy playing in the forest, having a picnic on the soft sands of the bank of Jamuna. So Lord Balaram, being very powerful creator, he thought himself at times, I'm the most powerful being, you know, I'm the creator of this universe. You know, who can really compare? How can I believe that the unlimited supreme Lord of all the universes, the creator of everything, he's now acting as a little child, a little boy, very lovingly playing with his cowherd boyfriends. But to speak of the gopis, Nanda Yashoda, in the village of Vrindavan. So Lord Balaram, just like Arjuna, was taking the role that this affection for family, he didn't want to fight the battle of Kurukshetra, the basis of Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna ordered him that paritranaya sadhunang vinashayata duskritam. I come here out of love for all the living entities. Krishna expands himself. He has many, many incarnations. Lord Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. So Balaram is also Krishna, but he's playing a different role, a different identity. We have Narayan, Vishnu, you know, so many lords in different capacities, but everything is for the pleasure of the Lord. Actually, Vibhanaṃsha, all the living entities, we're also little parts, we're little Krishnas. We're not different than Krishna. But just like the sun is the potent and the sunshine is the emanation of the sun, or the sparks from the fire. So here, just as Arjuna was asking Krishna so many questions about the illusion of his unhappiness and his distress, so much so that his senses were on fire, that his mind was totally bewildered, because he didn't want the kingdom if his grandfather, uncles and cousins and brothers and all his family members were not going to be there. What's the use? Isn't it? Prabhupada tells one story about people drinking alcohol. And he said, you know, if you drink alcohol, you're going to go to hell. But my brother drinks alcohol, he'll go to hell. My mother drinks alcohol, she'll go to hell. My cousins, they all drink alcohol. So what, if we're all together in hell, this is heaven. Hell is heaven. So the whole material creation, this world, created by Krishna, out of love to reciprocate and give us our independence. Because we all have a loving relationship with Krishna in a particular way. Somehow in the spiritual world, all the inhabitants are loving Krishna. The family is there. In Vrindavan, we're talking about how the mothers increase their love for their children. How the cows increase their love for their calves. Because Krishna, He manifested Himself personally. We may think, well, what's the difference if Krishna manifests Himself personally as the cowherd boys and the calves, or all the other individual living entities who are spiritual sparks? In one sense, we're all one, but everyone is looking for happiness and attraction to Krishna. So the illusion to think that this material world, like if you're in the desert, to think that there's an ocean of water available, this is like an illusion. And to think oneself that I can be happy by my hard labor in this world, or by my scientific research, maybe I'll read a lot of books on yoga, nirvana, meditation, then I'll be okay. But no matter how much scientific research there is, later Brahma, he's saying that if by chance the scientists research, you know, how many stars are in the sky, or how many grains of sand are on the beach, or how many snowflakes or luminaries there are in the unlimited sky, still one will not even come close to understanding the unlimited qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna, Sheshanaga, Lord Balaram, has been glorifying Krishna since time immemorial. And Ananta Dev, he has many hoods, and he's very, very powerfully glorifying all the wonderful qualities of Krishna since time immemorial, and still has not reached the summit or the end, because it's unlimited. So this pastime, there's many lessons. First of all, Lord Brahma's thinking that I'm the controller. Sometimes we think we're the controllers. It's hard to be humble, isn't it? And in this controlling mood of Brahma, he thought, let me show some of my mystic power. He may not have been verbalizing it, but he was thinking that, let me play a trick on Krishna and see if he's really the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is Krishna's illusion, his maya, Mahamaya, keeps us all thinking that the most important thing in my life is that I work hard the rest of my life to take care of my wife, my children, my relatives, my friends. Very important for my reputation to have a nice household, very nice, shiny gold and beautiful car, nice house. These are the things which are attractive in this material world. But the focus of everyone's sense gratification is how to enjoy this body. And it's not that simply by a little bit of research and philosophy. Only by Krishna's grace. It says when Krishna favors somebody, but also there's many things involved, that one's sincere desire. If one sincerely desires that I want to serve Krishna, I want to serve you, Lord, I want to get free of this illusion. The Lord in the heart, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sanavishto Matat Smritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. Krishna's guiding each and every one of us. We want to enjoy material life, He gives that facility. But what is this temporary covering? Krishna's not covered by earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. That's what is composed of this body. You take all the ingredients, and Krishna says, Bhumi Rapanalo Vayu Mang, that I am the creator of this material manifestation. And then all the different forms, all the different bodies in this material world are simply vehicles for the living entity to try to satisfy his desires. But no one since time immemorial, has ever satisfied their material desires by accumulating more wealth or by having more men or women or in having so many children and so many material facilities. Although that love is natural because it exists in the spiritual world. And Krishna, after allowing Brahma to perform his trick of taking the cowherd boys and the cows, Krishna had the opportunity to allow the elderly gopis to provide milk for him. And he enjoyed this relationship with all the gopis by sucking their breast milk and being intimate with them. It says, more than unlimited yajnas and performances of sacrifice or ritualistic activities or study of so much Vedic literature. It's not that we're against study of Vedic literature, because one should study the Vedic literature. And one should perform yajnas. You know, we do our abhishek and our fire sacrifice for initiation. There are many recommended rules and regulations within the Vedic literature just to help us to gradually awaken our understanding that I am not this material body. Dehino smin yata dehe komaran yoganang jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. That human life is meant to utilize our God-gifted intelligence for trying to understand what is the purpose of my life. Because death can come at any moment. Padang, padang, yadvipadang, natesham. You slip, fall down. You can see so many mishaps. They happen somehow, you know, people went to some concert, and there's a massive crowd, like the other day when we had, yesterday, the beautiful darshan of Radha Shyama Sundar. Everybody rushed forward, practically crushing one another. Sometimes things happen in this world. But no one can kill you. Krishna's protecting you. And no one can save you if Krishna wants to allow you to finish this material existence. So while we have this wonderful opportunity, we should hear about Krishna, hear about his pastimes. Arjuna is praying to Krishna, Parang Brahma, Parang Dama, Pavitrang, Paramangavam, Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Jamvibhum. That after Krishna revealed, the whole second chapter was that you're not the body, you're spirit soul. Najayate, Namriyate, Vakadachin, Nayang, Bhutva, Bhavata, Vanabhuya. There's no death. You're eternal, ever existing. You're undying. You're not this body. In this sentimental affection for family, unless the family is engaged in the service of Krishna, unless my whole household endeavors are meant to help not only myself but my family members become Krishna conscious, then it may look the same. Well, what's the difference if the gopis are loving Krishna and treating with great affection and love, and someone else is very much attached to their family? That only human life is meant for bringing Krishna in the center of the family. And hearing, the more we hear together, says a family who chants together stays together. You know, hearing and chanting is the highest principle here, because the more we hear about Krishna's pastimes, the more we hear Bhagavad Gita, the more we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it becomes newer and fresher. Just in the very beginning of this 13th chapter of Brahma's stealing, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring to find out more about the how did this happen? Why did this happen? And he was so eager to hear from Shukadeva Goswami about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, his leela. What is the mystery of his pastimes? So after Krishna explained to Arjuna about everyone being bewildered in this material world by the three modes of material nature, and how we're being driven by lust, anger, and greed And we have to perform sacrifice, perform yoga to link with the Supreme Lord. But Arjuna is saying, Krishna, this is, the mind is too disturbing, very turbulent. The senses are agitating. Krishna understands, yes, this is a difficulty for everybody. It's not easy to control the restless mind. Probably right now the mind from everyone is racing here, there, and everywhere. And it's very difficult to control the mind. Krishna says, by constant practice and detachment. And what is this practice? The principles of sadhana bhakti, pancharatrika vidhi. This sadhana bhakti is given by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami in the very beginning of their teachings of the nectar of instruction and then leading to nectar of devotion. So this association is very important. Shraddha, sadhu sangha, anartha nivritti. Then one can start releasing all the dirty qualities which keep us bound to this material world. They are dissolved by this chanting of the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya is praying in his Shikshashtika that you have given us unlimited, so many wonderful holy names, but I have no attraction for them. But this prayer leads to that I've fallen into this material world somehow or other. Please engage me, pick me up from this ocean of death, and engage me as one of your servants. Just imagine you're in the middle of the ocean, you're drowning, and you're calling out to Krishna, and Krishna immediately responds, coming on Garuda to pick you up from this ocean of birth and death. It's not just simply some story or fable. Our existence is eternal. We've existed in the past. We're existing temporarily with our present situation, our present nationality, our present family, and attachments to this material world. We all have attachments because our strong original attachment is to Krishna. In the spiritual world, we need to go back home, back to Godhead. And this 10th canto very expressly shows Krishna's love. Love for Yashoda, Nanda, the cowherd boys, his playful, happy nature, and then also the importance of taking care of the Gomata, the cows. We heard a beautiful lecture on Gopastami yesterday, glorifying the ambrosial. It's not milk, it's nectar. That this very valuable substance, but material civilization is brainwashed by so-called modern advancement, technology, and science to think that through our brain power, the Einsteins of the world, they're going to formulate and speculate to believe maybe Darwin's theory or look at this one planet, maybe go to Mars, but thinking that there's all these unlimited stars and planets and the whole magnitude of the universe, how great is this one little universe, and there's unlimited universes. So what can a tiny living creature who's awarded some Nobel Prize because of speculating that I can create life from a combination of chemicals and matter through scientific approach. When asked by Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami, if I give you these chemicals, can you do? He goes, that I cannot say. So really we're getting, they say blank checks, post-dated checks. So why we should put our faith in the philosophers of this world and or the scientists who have no source, no ability to convey the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is coming from Krishna. Vedaischa sarvar aham eva veja, vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So Krishna is being glorified by Arjuna after Krishna revealed everything. Bhagavad Gita is often said to be the ABCs of spiritual life. But it's also the complete package, because Krishna came again unlimitedly. He comes in different forms at different times, but this time as Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Person as He is. People may argue, no, Vishnu came first, then Krishna, then Narayan, and it all, you know, there's so many ideas. It's okay, Krishna's God, and He has unlimited identities, but it says, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, Lord Brahma, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarva Karna Karnam. So the creator of this universe, Lord Brahma, most intelligent, advanced, actually the guru of and the creator, he's empowered by Krishna to create. Just like Krishna expands Himself in various unlimited spiritual forms, as Radharani, as the Lakshmis, the goddesses of fortune, as the spiritual world. So Krishna has this potency. And when Brahma performed this trickery of taking the boys and cows, Krishna immediately replicated everyone in such a beautiful way. Brahma came back, was totally bewildered. What happened? Did Krishna go take the boys and calves from the cave where I put them in a mystic slumber? They were sleeping. And then when I came to see them on the bank of the Jamuna, I see that they're there. Did He bring them back? And he was totally confused. And this is Krishna's maya. This daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratya, very difficult to overcome the misunderstanding that we are not the material body. We could hear it all day, every day, till the end of creation. But unless we apply the technique, the science of devotional service, how can I surrender to Krishna without desire, without motivation? You know, how can I give up my selfishness, my ego? And this is only by Krishna's grace. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. One who has faith in Krishna and guru, Krishna's the original guru, just like Lord Balaram is the original guru, Lord Nityananda, Adi Guru. And guru is one who can take one from the darkness of illusion, the misconception of what is this world, who am I, what is my family, what is this life, to the sunlight, the sunshine, the brilliance of Krishna consciousness. And this brilliance is because Krishna's words are none different than Krishna. Krishna's the guru, and the guru is meant to help save us from suffering. So we maybe think, well, that's okay, nice philosophy, but I got work to do and I got to take care of the family. But we're all born, we grow, we produce some byproducts, we dwindle and we die. A lot of us are on the dwindling platform now, you know, after so many years. The vehicle, the machinery of this material encagement. Imagine we're imprisoned. The Durga, Mother Durga, the consort of Lord Shiva. They keep us imprisoned in this material world. Not cruelly, it's our own wish and desire. If we knowingly are wanting to somehow or other experience the illusion that there is some happiness or some enjoyment without Krishna, then that's the place for the prisoners. So we're all imprisoned, Maituniyagara. We're all thinking that my family will bring me happiness, my wife will bring me happiness, gratifying my senses, I'll be satisfied. But no one in the material world, since time immemorial, has achieved real happiness and peace simply by pursuing the material opulences of riches and sex and enjoying this way. Because there's a higher pleasure, parang drishtva nivartate. But we cannot experience the higher pleasure unless we seriously take up the process of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. It seems like an easy formula. Like somebody gave me some simple homeopathic medicine for some cure. He says, very powerful, it works. You hardly taste anything. You think, well, such a simple thing, and it acts powerfully. So this Maha Mantra, Golokher Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. These sound vibrations of the Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These sound vibrations cut the knots of attachment, dissipate the illusion which is covering our true intelligence, and engage our mind and senses in eternal service of Krishna. Every morning we're chanting Guru Vastika about engaging in serving the deities, offering prasad to the Lord, cleansing the temple of the Lord, you know, broadcasting the glories of the Lord to others. Krishna's most pleased by one who gives this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others, because we're all brothers and sisters and we're all related to Krishna. At the end, after Brahma prayed for forgiveness, he said, I'm just like an ignorant fool. He said, but after all, you are my father. When the child in the womb kicks, the mother doesn't have any problem with that. She thinks, oh, my child is kicking. So sometimes we make mistakes. Brahma was trying to kind of free himself of the guilt of playing mischief with Krishna. But Krishna, he allowed it to happen. He allowed his yoga maya. Because Krishna, he parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate. By his power, many things are happening simultaneously. Who would think when Haranyakashipu very intelligently thought of so many ways of not being killed? Isn't it? Not in the day, not in the night, not by human beings, not by animals, not by weapons. Practically every which category he covered, so he felt content. But Krishna, the right time, in the right way, immediately took care of Haranyakashipu by appearing as Lord Narasimhadev. And then the demons, there's always, we hear about these demons and demigods are always battling. In the higher planetary system, there's all kinds of activities going on. We're little tiny little creatures in our own little planet Earth, thinking that only this Earth has life. There's life in the water, there's life in, you know, in everywhere you see. So many varieties of life. Not only just one type of life, flies and aquatics and vegetation, human beings, demigods. So they're battling. Sometimes the demigods are victorious, sometimes demons are victorious. We think, well, why would there be demons? Well, God could just get rid of all of them. Because every living entity has its individuality. And everything is taking place in a very mystical way beyond our limited intelligence. We can't simply by our logic and reason and by efforts of conferences and or, you know, the help of others to try to understand, you know, who is God, what is the spiritual world, what is this material world, who am I, what am I, what is consciousness? So these things, this understanding is revealed by Krishna, by Guru. And that comes in the form of surrender. When Arjuna was bewildered, Krishna said, Tadviri pranipatena pariprishnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanas tatva darshana. You want to learn the truth? Everybody wants to learn the truth. Who wants to be fooled and follow a false doctrine? So you learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire submissively and render service. The self-realized soul will impart knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. So Mahajanas, the great souls, are those souls who follow Krishna and Krishna's plan for how to get out of this prison house, how to get out of the samsara. Everyone knows samsara, the repeated cycle of birth and death again and again. It's like, you know, put it back in the mill for This body, we utilize it for 10, 20, 50, 100 years. It dissolves into the earth. Then you're given another body, and then another body. But human life is very rare. We may think that, oh, so many human beings, doesn't seem so rare. But by the time we go through the 8,400,000 various species of life, whether aquatics in the ocean or mammals on the earth, to achieve the human form of life is considered a great gift of the Lord. That means that you've performed some punya, some auspicious activities in your life. It's not by chance that I was born in Bharatvarsh, or it's not by chance that all of us are even sitting here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Raman Reti, where Krishna and Balaram performed their transcendental superhuman activities just to attract us. It's not, nothing in this world is just by chance. They say not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. So human life is meant for you to be utilized to awaken our love for Krishna. And this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, the daily hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. See, we have to pay attention to the details. And just like any art, any musician or dancer, artist, anyone who wants to be proficient in his field of work and activity, they have to practice, they have to have a teacher, they have to study very enthusiastically and be very steady, determination. You know, I was up in the Himalayas and I saw some rocks, the way they were formed. You could see the water gliding over them for many, 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 maybe millions of years. And you could see how everything has an impression. So by constant practice and hearing the holy name and thinking of trying to remember Krishna, even though the mind and the desires are still somewhat stuck within us because of, who knows, we've been here for billions and trillions, unlimited creations and dissolutions. We've been away from our real home, but our real home is not here. It's in the spiritual world, spiritual kingdom, and that shraddha, that faith, is fortified, enhanced by association with sadhus. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. And a sadhu is one who's eager to hear about Krishna, eager to chant for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he created, by the order of Krishna, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he gave Sri Vrindavan Dham, Krishna Balaram Mandir, also Mayapur Dham, so many beautiful temples all over the world, as a shelter, as a sanctuary, as a place where one can dedicate his life and his energy for satisfying the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna himself appeared again in Kali Yuga. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hisa Medasaha. So we should utilize our intelligence to recognize that Chaitanya Nityananda are Krishna and Balaram. This is why Krishna Balaram Mandir is here. They put Krishna Balaram in the center. Everyone knows Krishna Balaram, Radha Shama Sundara, Lita Vishaka, Gornitai. Yes, Gornitai is the most merciful incarnation of the Lord. Namo Mahabhudanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Guru Tushe Namaha. Because Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is like the flood waters. The ocean may inundate the whole world. So Krishna, in his most merciful incarnation, is giving this holy name freely to everyone. And whether one, there's so much benefit just by being born in this Kali Yuga and hearing the Maha Mantra, the holy name, and actually this Krishna consciousness movement is an incarnation of the Lord as well. Because Krishna consciousness movement is the chanting, dancing, and following Krishna's instructions. Although there are disturbing elements always, as we're trying to cleanse ourselves, it's not easy to, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. We're wandering higher planets, lower planets, various species of life. It's not easy to get this Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotion. Nor Krishna very cheaply gives devotional service. But devotional service starts by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are many things to do, but living in the holy Dham, hearing, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping Tulsi Devi, chanting the holy name, and associating with sadhus, these are in the top of the list. So, asat sanga tyaga vaishnava char. Avoid those persons who take pleasure in simply discussing politics or sense gratification or money, money, money. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Leela, refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king. And generally, people who are wealthy are sometimes puffed up or think that, why do I need God? I got money, I got servants, I snap my fingers, so many people jump. Why do I need God? So it's hard to be humble. So generally a king or a very, very wealthy person, it may not find it that easy to be in the mood of akinchana gochara, surrendered. But when Krishna sees that someone is really serious about advancing a spiritual life, he takes away one's so-called opulence. But like Sudama Brahman, he's a friend of Krishna. Why he had to suffer as a poor Brahmana? The wife was encouraging, you go and you ask your friend Krishna. Sudama did not want to ask anything. But Krishna, he rewarded him abundantly. So Srila Prabhupada, in his life, you could see he was being successful in his activities. And then Krishna took everything away. It appeared like that. And then Krishna came, and now the Hare Krishna explosion. He has palaces all over the world, unlimited. He said, I start with 40 rupees, now we have 40 crores of rupees. Even now, we have probably 400,000 crores of rupees. But this is not an evaluation of one's success. Real success is the spreading of Krishna consciousness, to give everyone the opportunity to go back home, back to the spiritual world. Anyway. So this is the mystery. This is the astonishment. Lord Balaram knows everything, but to play along with Krishna's play, he's also acting bewildered. Actually, for a whole year, only a few days before his birthday again, because on his birthday was the day they killed that Agasura, but Balaram was noticing the extra love of the elderly gopis and the cows. He thought something is not right here, and Krishna explained everything to him. Not that he had to. And Arjuna, he also was instructed that you're not the body, the science of self-realization, although he's a pure devotee, fully surrendered. So the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the spontaneous love that they have and emotions towards Krishna is exemplary, especially the gopis' love for Krishna. They didn't care about social convention and or family or duties or anything. When Krishna played his flute and Krishna called, they immediately became mad and came running. So we don't want to bring it down on a mundane level thinking, oh, this is not right, and you know, socially this or that. But we have to understand that Krishna has an intimate, very deep, loving relationship with each and every one of us. And if when he sent Uddhava to console the suffering of the gopis and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and everyone, when Uddhava saw how much they were eager to hear about Krishna and how they were remembering Krishna's pastimes and even angry at Krishna for not being there, and then that spontaneous love that they showed for Krishna without any motive or for personal sense and enjoyment, Uddhava felt, this is to be admired. This is to be followed. Follow in this mood of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Even Brahma, at the end, Lord Brahma at the end of his prayers to Krishna prayed, let me be just a little lump of grass and the inhabitants of Vrindavan can step on me. Actually, I'm not qualified. Let me be outside of Vrindavan so when they come and go from Vrindavan, they can step on me. And so we can't imagine what high appreciation Lord Brahma had for the love of the gopis and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It's special, very special. So we should not minimize or try to understand that we're living in this earthly planet. We're here in Vrindavan, and just like the spiritual world, they sent the holy name. Vrindavan came from the spiritual world, and we can also go back to the spiritual world by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, it's a good article, good lecture if the holy name is chanted many times in the article. So, just stay fixed. We may not have a taste, but still, if you're really sick, you take your medicine. So recognize, we're all sick. We're all stuck in the mind and the bodily concept. And the real medicine is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Shri Krishna Balarama ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question or comment? Yes, Maharaji. Translation. What is this wonderful phenomena, the affection of all the inhabitants of Braj, including me, toward these boys and calves is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Yes, super soul.
So it kind of appears that the super soul within the material world is like, you know, but in Balaram is recognizing Krishna as the super soul of Raja. And how does the super soul function in Raja? And Balaram is recognizing that because Balaram knows he's a covered boy and Krishna is also a covered boy. But suddenly Krishna is
I probably can't explain it, but I just see it as the Lord's Leela, that what they do in the spiritual world, they're showing everyone very freely in this material world, how they're sitting, playing with the cowherd boys, and all the cowherd boys are so attracted, and the mystery of how he has to explain to Balaram because he already knows, and because the super soul in the heart of every living being reveals knowledge to everyone, everything. I'm not sure exactly because your question was a little bit esoteric and probably philosophically, someone who is more philosophically inclined could answer that. But I'm just seeing that the Lord, out of great kindness, is showing what is, you know, what is actually going on in the spiritual kingdom, and then as a super soul, he's everywhere. His all pervasiveness is spread throughout the atoms, throughout every creature, and everyone is yayatam prapajate tangs tatavajam yaham. As we surrender to Krishna, no matter what our covering is, Krishna reveals to us in that capacity. So here he's having some fun with Balaram, who's Krishna himself, but in a different capacity, a different identity. I know janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatpataham. One who knows Krishna's pastimes and the purpose of his appearance and activities, he never sees this repeated birth and death. So even though we're like little children, we'll just keep hearing from Prabhupada, who's delivering us the message of Krishna. And all these prayers, Lord Brahma is going to come now and give us so much revelation of Krishna's actual position and his actual phenomenal maya, yoga maya, mahamaya. It's just very captivating. Everyone's spiritually captivated, materially captivated, and Krishna reveals to everybody according to the leela. That's about all I have. Variety is the spice in life. Anyone else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.